and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Yep.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving! Late Thanksgiving-ish.
Afterward. Hope you all enjoyed your
happy
time.
Happy post-Thanksgiving capitalist holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy, happy celebration day of capitalism. And such.
Yeah, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoyed Black Friday.
Yeah.
And Small Business Saturday, whatever
yep.
Sunday is.
Spend money Sunday.
Cyber Monday.
Just basically spend all the money you have.
And here we are on Tuesday, so.
Yep.
Well, let's, we have some comics to talk about. We did buy some stuff.
Oh, did we ever?
Yeah, we went to,
I may have spent a little bit of money.
Yeah, we went to, one of our favorite stores. We went to, the Comic Bug for a doorbuster sale.
Yeah.
And, they had some really neat deals there as far as,
they had a bunch of back issues. Yeah, a bunch of back issues for only a buck. So
normally it's like, you know, but you know, they're a bit like, more expensive, yeah. But you know, they're a certain number.
There were certain ones on sale for a dollar. So guess who bought a shit ton of them? Oh, that would be me.
Yeah. And I mean, also too, I was actually, I you got to shop smarter.
Me?
Not well, just in general, not you. I'm saying everybody.
Oh,
when you shop for comic books, you got to shop. I mean, because you buy stuff. You
well,
know,
it was really, it was hard for me because a lot of those, they had a lot of those old Superman,
right.
Superboys, World's Finest and stuff from the 70s and 80s, which was my favorite shit. So, of course, I spent a lot of money.
Right. Then that's your thing. And that
yeah,
makes
that's
sense.
My thing. But like, as far as like shop, I don't know. You have a theory that like, because we went to another store where it was, you know, buy something in store and then you get five free ones.
Yeah.
From the boxes outside.
Uh-huh.
So that was your theory. To shop smart, we had to buy something in store and then get five free comics.
Right. Well, but I mean, also, like, at least for me, because I'm trying, you know, sometimes I try to just not buy as much.
Mm.
You know?
You did good.
And in your sense, because you see a lot of stuff, there's a lot of stuff that's hard for you to pass up. Because it's kind of more stuff, and I understand that.
Yeah.
Because if there was more stuff that I was like really seeking out, that I would have been like, oh, I'm just going to buy this just for the hell of it because I want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes I'm just buying stuff just because I want to complete like my collections and stuff like that.
There's, you know, for me, it's hard because there's some of these, like, there's a couple of these where I'll pull them out and I'm like, I can't leave this here.
No, well, how could you? Yeah.
Because, like, one of the ones that I bought was a Superboy, where Superboy is blind. Because apparently this happens to Superman a lot, where he loses his eyesight or something. But it says
he has a lot of ocular trauma.
He does, and so it's just a picture of Superboy like leaning against a building with a sign around his neck that says "I am blind." And I was like, I can't. That was the cover. I'm like,
yeah.
I can't leave this here.
You got it. You got
I have to buy this book.
No, you got it.
So I did.
Yeah, you got to handle that. But
yeah.
but no. But I mean, I ended up like. I mean, I was actually pretty. Because the sales are really good. Sometimes if you wait out a certain amount, you know, sometimes those trades that you want will end up being pretty cheap. You know, you never know. So I ended up getting like a second volume of Guardians of the Galaxy, like the original run. So it has a bunch of old stuff there that I've been looking to read, and you know, and I picked up some Defenders and some other stuff. So and a few of those are things we're going to read today. So I'm pretty excited for that. I guess let me just do some housekeeping real quick.
All right.
Let's talk about the sideshow.
Yeah, go for it.
So and this is, you know, people know about this. Some people do and some people don't. But so at the end of the year, December 31st, Sideshow Network will be ceasing operations permanently.
Yeah.
So the network that we are on currently is no longer going to be operating. So, and I will, you know, not be a part of it. You know, nobody will be part of it because it's not going to exist.
Yeah, they're shuttering the network.
They're shuttering.
So there will be no more Sideshow Network as of December 31st.
As of December 31st. So if you enjoyed all of our shows on the Sideshow Network, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for supporting the network and continue, you know, as to why it's closing up, you know, the parent company, Levity, has decided to, you know, move on from the podcast game,
mm-hmm.
and is focusing on other ventures. So
yeah,
that's the reason. It's really not much else I can say about that.
Yeah.
So
and I mean, just because Sideshow is shuttering, it doesn't mean that some of the shows that exist on the network currently,
no, not at all,
will go away forever. I mean, I'm sure that there are other shows that will continue to exist either independently or maybe they'll jump to another network. I mean, that's completely up to them.
Yeah. And you'll say, and you'll get, if you're whatever shows that you're paying attention to on Sideshow, you could just keep following them, and you know, I'm certain they will either advise you of what they plan to do or they will just show up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how this podcast game goes. You know, if people want to continue doing the show, there's ways to do it. You know, that's kind of how it is. So I hopefully that will play into your future plans. As for this show, we are going to continue to do our show.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a change in our server, but it's not going to necessarily be anything that you would notice as a listener. So, you know, or maybe it is if you pay attention to that sort of thing. But if it's something that comes up, you know.
Basically, if you download this off iTunes, you can still download this.
Yeah, the intention is to keep everything the way it is, you know, and how that goes. And then,
we won't, as far as we know, as of right now, we are not a part of another network.
Yeah.
But we will still continue to do the show.
Yeah, and I mean, it depends. I mean, look, as far as I know, it depends on how we have to adjust to this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're going to continue to do what it is that we do and bring you the podcast content because, you know, it's 2016 or it's going to be 2017. Doing a podcast and just producing a weekly podcast, if you're dedicated to it, can be pretty damn easy if you know how to do it.
Yeah. And not only
and
that.
As a lot of our listeners know,
because
lot of them have their own shows.
Yes.
A lot of them do. A lot of them are equally dedicated, independent, and do stuff like that.
And been around longer than us, some of them.
And been around longer than us. And it's just the reason why I'm just kind of, maybe it's weird for me. It's a little bit weird for me because I've had the luxury of working for the podcast network for, you know, the past 3 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, things have been pretty open to me.
Mm-hmm.
So for, you know, but I've been, then again, I also work in the podcast industry, so I do know that there are options and how things are, you know, how things can work and how things can be easier to you know, how could they be transferred and stuff like that. So we're gonna keep that in order.
Yeah.
And you know, because we want to continue to do the show because, you know, we have so many freaking comics.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We gotta have a reason to do the show. And you know, it's 2016. We need something to do while waiting for the giant meteor to come and eliminate the world. but yeah, you know, we're rolling into the holidays. We're gonna keep doing our thing. It is the Christmas of Firestorm. We've tied him to the top of our Christmas tree.
We did, yeah.
So
and we do have Christmas themed books. Maybe we'll do a
holiday episode.
Maybe we should consider doing more maybe a Christmas themed book every month or every week.
You'd like a holiday book?
Because we have quite a few of them.
You know, sure, we can look into that.
We could see what we have.
You know what really sucks is, like, so one of the books that I just bought, like, on Friday was a Thanksgiving-themed book. And I was like, God damn it, why didn't we have this
before? It was a Superboy, right?
It was a Superboy, yeah. And it's,
that would have been friggin' perfect.
It would have been perfect because, like, Superboy goes to, like, serve Thanksgiving dinner to, like, wayward youths, and one of them is Lex Luthor, and it would have been a perfect
really,
yes, and it would have been a perfect book for us to read. But of course I bought it on Friday and I was like, oh. But yeah, maybe we can talk about doing some sort of holiday theme.
Well, let's say
month.
If this show is still going on from a year from now, which hopefully it will be, we'll have to keep that one in mind.
Absolutely.
When you ask me if there's a Thanksgiving themed book,
well, now we know that there is.
Now that
one
we
of
know
those
there
super
is,
boys I just
because not many, yeah, because we don't normally, I can't really think of any that many. Outright.
That's the first one I can think of. I was like, what the hell? Because I've never seen another. At least I don't have any others.
You know, that probably could have been solved by a search on like the DC or Marvel wikis and being like, Thanksgiving, and see what they say.
Googling, so difficult.
Yeah, but we just happened to come across like a hard Thanksgiving book.
Yeah.
And we didn't have it in time. But anyways, about Sideshow, guys, look, don't. If you guys have anything you want to say about it, or I don't know if you do or not, whatever, you know where to find us.
Yep.
And you know, if you have any questions, I am glad to answer them. As a man who runs the network, you know, I am like the Vince McMahon of Sideshow.
Mm-hmm. Or are you like in the back?
I'm in the gorilla position most of the time.
Okay.
I'm on the headset telling the announcers what to say.
Do you have no knowledge of pop culture?
No. No, none. Like, I only know about comic books. Just like Vince only knows about wrestling, and then when he knows about movies, you know, he finds out about them way too late.
Right.
Because hence he had no idea that Razor Ramon is a direct ripoff of Scarface.
Yeah.
And he thought that Scott Hall was doing an original idea, which good for Scott Hall. And also I think my other favorite Vince McMahon pop culture story is how he saw a few of them, actually two of them, how he saw Pirates of the Caribbean, mm-hmm. and was so inspired that he made Paul Burchill the wrestler become an exact Jack Sparrow styled wrestler.
How many years too late?
You know, the movies, I think it was all just around between the second and third movie.
Okay.
So around that time. But poor Paul Burchill, like, he was a good wrestler. Uh-huh. But, like, he messed up his knee doing his entrance, which was he would swing from a rope.
Oh.
From, like, on the side of the stage.
Oh, no.
To the center.
No.
Of where he would just walk to the ring.
That's stupid.
But he hurt his knee doing it. Which,
sure.
Because you're having a wrestler. You know, he's trained to take bumps and do shit like that.
I'm surprised there was any sort of swinging involved after what happened with
Owen Hart. Well, I mean, maybe they probably tried it a bunch of times. He was like, yeah, I could do this. And, you know, the guy was just looking for his spot in the E, and he was...
I would refuse to allow any wrestler to go any higher than the top rope after what happened with Owen Hart. I'd be like, nope, that's as high as anybody goes.
Yeah. Well,
it.
I mean...
Nobody else gets to fucking, I don't know, whatever Shane McMahon was
doing.
Well,
he was
doing.
Relatively safe doing it, but at the same time, obviously, he wasn't.
Safe.
You know, that and the other one was when I heard that Old Dogs was Vince McMahon's favorite movie.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Or was it Wild Hog? The Wild Hogs.
Whatever one with old men and motorcycles.
It was probably both of those. He's a big hog.
Also because he's an old man.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like those are the only three movies Vince McMahon has ever seen.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't do like a him and Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and name another old wrestler.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Sure. Is he alive?
Yes.
Okay. Put them all together and make them into a biker gang.
You know, I'm surprised he didn't. He probably had more. He probably does have a thing for geriatric guys coming out and doing stuff, though. But at the same time, also, I just read this today, and actually this is not surprising. There was a wrestler called Tatanka.
Mm-hmm. He's dead.
No, he's
no?
alive. He's alive. A lot of these guys are alive.
But also, a lot of them are dead.
A lot of them are dead. But a lot of them are alive. And he, Vince, he was an Indian wrestler. Indian, mm-hmm. like a Native American. And he, the reason why he got like an interest in him and there's a big push is because Dances with Wolves became a big movie. So Vince was like, well, we got to clearly get back on this Native American kick. So they brought this guy in eventually. And he actually had a pretty good career in the WWE for a number of years.
What's he doing now?
Car
dealership?
No, what is he doing now? Probably a personal trainer or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, yeah. That's another wrestler career.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, I mean, you know, he'll probably be sticking around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He did, no, that was another guy. Somebody else fucked Tatanka's wife and got fired. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so let's talk about comics.
Oh, wrestling.
Wrestling comics. Hopefully we'll find another wrestling comic soon.
What, your WCW comic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wrestling. Anyways, so actually we have a little bit of a theme this week.
We do? Oh, robots.
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 Which, just watched we're watching Supergirl. On Netflix today. We just finished watching the Red Tornado.
I know you love
Red Tornado. Is this still for that show, her punching Red Tornado?
It is at the moment. Yes, it's her.
Does that change, or is that normally how that looks?
You know, that's a great question.
Because I'm looking at this on Netflix now, because we just stopped it, and then it's like she's punching Red Tornado, and we just finished watching the episode. And Red Tornado in that episode is awesome.
Yeah.
Although, unfortunately, he gets blown up like he does every episode. Of course he does. Like, anytime he shows up.
It wouldn't be an appearance of Red Tornado if he, like, lasted. He just has to.
Oh, yeah, no, he's just getting beefed.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so anyways, our Marvel book for today is Death Cubed. Death Cubed. Marvel UK Comics Death Cubed from September... so it's issue number one from September 1993.
So maybe you can explain a little bit about Death Cube.
Well, first of all, this cover is embossed.
Oh, yes, it is. And it has some shiny on it.
And it is a little bit shiny.
Yeah.
No, it's not actually shiny.
There's no... Oh, wait, no. Death Cube is shiny.
Yeah, that's right. That's shiny. Shiny. See my face in it. So on the cover it says the Brothers Grimm. And if Death Cubed is... so if you're familiar...
Death's Head.
We love Death's Head.
Who has made an appearance on the show, I believe, more than once.
And Death's Head 2, Minion. Mm-hmm. But Death's Cubed is Death's Head 2, or Minion. So it's Minion, also Death Wreck, and Death Metal.
Yeah.
All three of those guys are in this book.
Did you know those were guys? Because I didn't know those were guys.
I think Death Wreck shows up, because like, there's a lot of the way the series would go. The series in the UK series would go is they would do like they would have like some ongoing series, but then they do like a lot of miniseries where it's like Death Metal and Death Head do something, you know, and they would just throw in these guys and, you know, it's, I'm trying to kind of still like collect those and get all those pieced together because I like reading about it. But basically it kind of revolves around the whole existence of Death's Head and, you know, all the shit that he's up to and stuff. Because in the early 90s, things must have been really good for him.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, he had a good go.
He was doing quite well.
So, anyways, so the story itself is called Prometheus Unhinged.
Sure.
I thought at first it was called Freshum, but that's just,
that's a better title.
Death Wreck. So we got Death Wreck, who's like a big...
So, yeah, so we're in L.A.
Okay, so
in 2021.
2021!
Which, when it was written, was probably so far away, and now it's not that far away.
No.
But we won't last that long, because it's a giant meteor. So, they're like, here it is, you're in L.A. in 2021, and Death Wreck is just...
laying waste.
Fucking shit up.
So, basically, he looks like a big... I don't know what he's made out of. I don't know if he's like a... like a
cars. I don't know.
he's got big like big metal legs. He's got these big piston like feet.
Yeah, he's got this weird claw hand.
He's got a weird metal claw hand, and the rest of him's kind of like, I don't know what kind of, if it's just synthetic flesh or whatever. And he's just got big tubes coming out of him, and he's got electricity and.
But he's saying mommy
because he's got the mind of like a random dude.
Yeah, a drifter.
Random drifter. And so he's a rogue cyborg and he is hunting down Evelyn Necker, who is basically the scientist.
Yes, who created all these guys.
Creates all, she's responsible for all this stuff, and she's talking about how the Minion Project.
Yeah, she's like in her office and she's like writing a journal.
She's writing a journal, which apparently she started doing this Death's Head business. Like she said she's been doing it for 6 years.
Yeah.
And so that means that she started this project, if it's a 2021, she started this project in like 2013.
Yeah.
So
somebody's already doing this.
So AIM, A-I-M, which I love anytime you see AIM in the comics, they have to tell you what it means.
Yes.
As if you haven't been reading comics and seen like the acronym for AIM.
Well, fair enough. I mean, this is number one. You don't know. Somebody might be picking this up, never seeing it before.
Sure.
So... she's like writing about it and all of a sudden there's like a knock on her door and she's just like, who's there? Hey, who's there? And she doesn't even like let anybody answer before she gets all mad.
And well, she's trying to keep a, you know, trying to keep a low profile, you know?
Well, okay. And so she opens the door and it's Death Wreck. And she's like, oh, seriously?
He doesn't knock on the door. He's just going to go scrunch.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, it's you. And then we cut to Or we go, it's another flashback and we cut to 2018.
2018, which 2 years from now, guys.
Here we are.
Almost like a year from now.
Yeah. Well, almost, technically.
Yeah.
So we're in LA again. It is a hellscape. 80% of its population lives in poverty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's just Los Angeles. And so there's like a bum.
There are space cars, kind
there
of.
There are kind of space cars, but they don't fly. So still, a fucking ripoff. Where's my flying car? So there's like, you know, they're like, oh, you shouldn't be out at night. But there's like a bum and he's obviously, you know, he's a drunk and he's warming his hands over the trash fire. And then is death, this is death.
Death wreck. This is death wreck. Death wreck. Same guy.
Oh, so I'm a little confused. Maybe we can talk about it here in a second. So she goes to get this bum. Death wreck helps her get the bum. Okay.
Yeah.
So they, you know, shoot him down or whatever, immobilize him, and then they take him to a lab.
Well, they kill this dude. They kill him.
Right.
They kill him, and basically, well, I think, what?
Well, we're going to talk about it. So they...
Well, I'm trying to also explain here that, what?
No, go ahead.
Minion, in Death Wreck's head, is the minion. Is Minion, who originally was the mind... The mind personality that was supposed to be what?
I just want to see the book.
That was in Death's Head 2 in the minion body, but that was supplanted by the original Death's Head personality after he got assimilated by Death's Head 2. So for some reason, Death Wreck has Minion in it. What?
Oh, is that what's going on?
Because she refers to him as Minion. In the next panel.
See, that's why I was confused. That's why I was like, wait, because so they're killing this guy, and then they're taking him to this lab so they can give Death Wreck this guy's head.
I don't know. That I don't understand why.
Then, I mean, see, that's what I didn't get. I was like, why? Because I thought he was a different dude because he kind of looks a little different, but not really. Well, I feel
like
there's some
sort of like longevity thing. Or...
maybe. So she was just like... transplants a new head, and that's why Death Wreck is walking around asking everybody for booze.
Right. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah, but I don't understand why. If she used Death Wreck, why'd she need to give him a new head? I don't quite understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a mess.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, so she takes him to a lab. She has the dead guy on one slab. She has Death Wreck / Minion on another. And then she just does a head transplant.
Yeah, what's kind of more of like... it's more of like an... I feel like it's becoming more of an experiment. And,
right, or like a brain transplant, whatever.
But she wants to bring it to sentience.
Okay.
And she needs a brain... to do that.
Okay,
and I think,
so it's a
I think,
brain transplant.
I think what she was trying to do was use the brain to figure out, like, use the brain to bring it to sentience, but she didn't want it to become a hobo.
Well, she didn't want a hobo robot.
Didn't want a hobo robot.
Hobot.
Hobot. But then she ended up using his brain. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And then, like, the first thing he does is, like, start asking for booze.
But then we get back, then we go back to, this is back in 2021 now.
Oh, okay.
So now she's trying to figure out, you know.
What went wrong?
What went wrong, and.
Well, you can't just transplant a brain and expect it to work. That's probably what went wrong.
Yeah, so he wakes up, and then he's like, head hurts, booze, mommy. You know, which is weird because he's calling her mommy.
Yeah, it's a. Whatever she did to him was kind of fucked up. Because this woman's kind of fucked up, let's be honest. Like,
oh, yeah, she's like a weird mad scientist.
She's a crazy mad scientist, and all she does is like create weird robots and kill people to use their bodies. It's really gross.
Yeah, I know, but for some reason, like, she's supposed to be like this sort of like ant, like sort of hero or something.
Yeah, and I don't see
how. They kind of treat her like this, and I don't
get... yeah, I see her as nothing but a villain.
Why that is. Yeah, I just think she's just like just some evil villain.
Yeah, to me,
just
she's the villain of this book.
Yeah, and she keeps wanting to recreate, like, creating, like, Death's Head 2, like, the way it was supposed to be.
Right, and it's not working.
But she also wants, because, like, AIM is pissed at her, too, because basically,
because
AIM created, had her start this project so they can go around and go back into different parts in time and send the Death's Head, the minion robot, to different parts in time and kill all these assassins.
Right.
That was the whole reason why Death's Head, the minion robot, was created.
Right.
But when it got to Death's Head, it got assimilated.
Right.
It assimilated Death's Head, original Death's Head, and it that personality took over the minion personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why, and it went, it just, it screwed up everything for this project. So she's trying to save her own ass and also, like, murder hobos and create hobo robots and
hobots
and stuff.
Yeah, those are not slutty robots, those are just hobo robots.
And apparently hobots. she used like a piece of a copier.
Yeah, so he's like copying like his thoughts and like shooting paper out at her. And it just says please, because I think he wants booze. And
where did he get the paper from?
I don't know. I'm like, do you have to load the robot? Like, does it give you like a please put 8x11?
Why did you just put a full printer into there? Which, I mean, you didn't.
You still need to load the paper.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to go to Staples. You have to load the paper.
You got
to
have like one of those boxes of paper hanging around, and like if he wants to say something, you got to like make sure it's in there. And God forbid he wants to print on 11x17.
Yeah.
What a mess. So he like spits out a bunch of like please papers, and she's like, I'm not giving you booze. And so now he's out on the street again.
No.
No?
No, what she does is she sends him into time. She sends him into another
2021.
Another timeline.
Right. It's still 2021, but it's another timeline.
Another timeline where apparently there's
for number one, this is really fucking confusing.
I know it is.
Right?
Like, well, because you know why?
They're expecting that you've already read the other Death's
Head. You have to have read literally everything else that came before this. Like, you have to have read everything about Death's Head, everything about Death's Head 2.
That's really
frustrating. Everything about Death's Head 2 and his goofy friends. You have to have read it all.
That's really frustrating.
Which, I mean, for me,
sure,
I'm into it.
For you, but like, let's say I'm number one, like I'm just getting into comics and I go in and I'm like, oh, Death Cube, that looks cool. And like, I pick this up and it doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to buy the next issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing too, is like, you need to like, a good reference point for all this is that what if Death's Head 2 never.
Right. Have read on this show.
What if Death's Head, yeah, the what if we did about the Death's Head. Which is actually, it kind of explains a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
And also, too, I mean, it would have to, because if you're a regular reader of the What If series,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to want to just read some random bullshit about a story that you don't really have any connection to if you're not reading Marvel UK. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, so he ends up in another 2021, and it's a war-ridden area.
Yep.
And apparently,
he starts fighting these, like...
Apparently, there's a bunch of like
cyborg
Robert
things.
Patrick robots.
T-1000s. And they all have like the pointy hands that he has when he kills that woman when she's drinking, or kills that guy when he's drinking milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to.
Yeah, which the woman that does that, that's Jeanette. The girl with the bras and then aliens. The girl from. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the one who runs the bra store.
Yeah, that's her.
That's her?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought that she was a different lady.
No, it's the same actress.
I thought she was an alien. No, it's the same
person?
She was
an aliens.
Oh, so that's the same actress.
Same actress.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is, yes.
Well, good for her. She has a fantastic bra shop here in Los Angeles. Yeah. And anybody, you know, if you need...
And she was in two of the most badass movies.
That's true, and she was fucking badass in both of them. So
that's a career. That's a career.
That is a fucking career. So you know what? Good for you, Jeanette.
That's a
go to. You know what? If there's any ladies listening and you're in Los Angeles and you need a bra bigger than size D, go to Jeanette's Bras.
Let me tell you, that's actually she was on Matt Gorley's podcast.
Yeah, talking about her awesome bra store.
Talking about like I was there too, and she was talking about her movies. Probably talks about her bra store. Probably talks about all like being.
She has three locations. No, yes, three locations in Los Angeles.
They could sponsor us.
Dude, that'd be fucking great. Does that mean that I get a discount?
Probably.
Yay. If I get like even like 10% off, do you know how fucking expensive those bras are? But yeah, no, that's awesome.
But it's a great product.
It is a great product. So yeah, go to her store.
So anyway, so was her name Vasquez?
Yes. In the show? Okay, yeah.
So Vasquez fights Deathwreck.
Yeah.
And they got their knives and Robert Patrick's like, have you seen this boy? And She's like, they're all like, have you seen this
boy? And they're like trying to drive away, and he's like running down the street with his like little claw things. Yeah, it's a great movie.
And so they chop off, like they're just slicing at him.
And he just wants booze. And none of these Robert Patrick robots have booze. But can we just pause real quick just to talk about the ass?
What, the robot ass?
The robot ass on Death Wreck. Because that is a booty.
These guys are ripped to shit.
That is a butt. That is like Sir Mix-a-Lot would write a song about that butt. Like that is an ass right there. Look at that ass. Because it is a perfect bubble.
That's a perfect ass. It's a perfect robot ass, guys.
Yeah, it's a great robot ass.
So robot ass.
So they're fighting, and then,
which basically brings him back because it was like a test. It was like just like a timer that he was supposed to be there to see if this would work.
Yeah, and it worked.
And then he ends up going back in the time.
And she was like, "Oh!"
And he grabs along like a piece of this.
You brought me some T-1000 metal.
Yeah, and she's like, "Hot shit."
That means I'm going to make shit out of it.
I'm an insane scientist.
Yeah.
And you brought me back some living metal.
So I'm going to make some shit out of it. And it's going to be awesome.
She calls it Promethium.
Sure.
Because.
Why not? Why wouldn't
Promethea,
you?
Yeah, it's like, whatever. Just naming shit.
Yeah.
Can we talk about her for a second? Like, she's always dressed like.
She's in a bodysuit.
She's always in a bodysuit, and she's like the most fit woman ever.
Oh yeah, no, she's ripped to shit. She's very hot.
She's like, for being like a scientist that,
yeah,
you know, like, I mean, clearly to be that kind of scientist, you'd have to be like doing like fucking.
And she has to do like CrossFit. 6 hours. Yeah, she has to do like 6 hours of CrossFit every day to look like that.
Yeah.
But apparently she doesn't do anything else except kill hobos.
Yeah.
And do CrossFit. So yeah. You know, good for her.
So she takes, yeah, so she's like, oh my god, this robot is sentient, this robot arm is sentient.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to make myself... Make
myself
a robot man.
Robot man.
And she calls him Death Metal.
Because he's made of metal. Yeah. Jokes.
You got to call it something. This is the early 90s.
Well,
you're not calling something Death Metal.
Death everything else, so... So she like makes...
She calls something else Death Wreck.
Yeah, she's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So she makes a thing.
She makes a thing, and she's like, zap, zap, create. I'm trying to think if there's anything else here.
No, not really.
Yeah, she makes this robot.
She just talks a lot.
Here's the thing. She makes this robot in like...
Oh, in like 3 minutes. It didn't take her any time.
She makes this robot in like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. It takes her no time. And this...
So like, it's like we're watching... Okay, reference in point. On Supergirl.
Yes.
Tio Maro.
Yes.
Creates Red Tornado, and it takes him and the government combined resources years.
Yes.
To do this.
To 3D print.
To 3D print.
Because he looks like he's 3D printed. Let's be honest. If you ever
I know what
that.
I appreciated more how he looked.
I know.
I actually actually watched this a second time. I was like, you know what? I like the way it looks.
No, it's fine.
I didn't have as much of a problem with it maybe as initially when I did think. I didn't think I have as a problem with that big a problem in the first place. But
it does look like he's made of like very light materials.
Yeah.
And so sometimes there's like a lot of sound effects where Supergirl's punching him in the face and it's like clang, clang, clang. I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, to me, if I just think, oh, he was 3D printed, it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm like, oh, that makes total sense, but yeah.
But it's government 3D printing, so it's probably like...
So, and it took forever, and then this chick just threw sentient, like, threw metal together in two days.
Technologies that she literally learned about 3 weeks ago.
She's like, hey, it's living.
I'll make something out of it.
It works.
So she makes a giant robot.
But keep in mind, they only brought, like, back a little sliver of it.
They brought back an arm. That's pretty good.
No, it was only half an arm.
No, it was a full arm.
It wasn't a full arm. It was half an arm.
What do you mean?
Well, it was like from the elbow down.
It's a full arm.
It's a full arm.
It's
but that's still not enough to make a 9-foot robot that's like as wide as 6 doors.
Well, she's combining it with other alloys because, you know, apparently, you know, she knows how to make robots, but.
Okay. So what'd she do? Just like put them all together and like dip him in like melted arm?
Melted arm, yeah.
Yeah.
She kind of spread it over. She kind of, you know, she was kind of like when, she's kind of like making a pie. You know, you got to use all that,
Did she have a robot emergency like I had a pie emergency on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. You know, but she, yeah, she makes a sweet-ass robot.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
And he's all like, she's like, all right, turn on.
And he's like, hmm.
And she's like, all right, you're going to, like, do stuff for me. And he's like, fuck off.
Yeah, he basically.
Which, like, rightfully, they feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you, evil robot.
Good for you, evil robot.
No one should listen to this woman. Obviously, she is. She needs professional help, so nobody listen to her.
And he's all like, yo, man, I'm all crazy and stuff. I'm a sweet-ass robot. I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go.
And he really.
I'm going to go through time.
He really looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator. He looks like the after his flesh.
He looks like he looks like just a regular T. What are they called? T-800s or something?
Yeah, I think it's T-800. That's what he looks like.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he looks like.
But with more muscle.
Yeah, and yeah, a little bit more definition.
More gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, she's like
time travel. Poof.
She's like time travel, and he's like death wreck. Do something about this, and he's like, hey man.
She got booze?
Yeah, no, he walks up to him. He's like, hey, you want to stop doing stuff? And he's like, stop it. Deathrek's like, come on.
He's like, don't fuck with me. Like,
don't seriously. Fuck with me. And he's like, I'm going to beat you up. And he's like, I'm going to
sure
leave.
Sure you are. Yeah. So they end up time traveling.
Yeah.
Back over. And she's like, oh, no, my robot friends are gone. And now she has no friends left.
Well.
And so
now. Yeah, because there's no robots to protect her.
Now, I don't know if Death Wreck, I assume he went through time as well, but we don't see him here. We just find Death Metal in, like, a smoking crater in, like, some other timeline. In another
2021.
The one he came from. The
no.
This is a different timeline.
Yep.
And there's a smoking crater and, like, a guy who looks like Doc Ock, basically.
So then in the crater, they look, you got Doc Ock looking in.
Doc Ock, if he was in Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's a good description.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doc Ock shows up and he's like, hey, check it out. Sweet.
But I don't know where the other one went.
Oh, well, maybe if we read the more issues.
I see.
And I don't know where Death's Head 2 comes in. Into all of this, because it's Death Cubed.
Death Cubed.
But maybe Death Metal. Well, he's Death Metal.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We've only had two deaths. We need the third death.
Mm, yes. And that's it. That's it for this book, for Death Cubed, number one, from September 1993. Next issue has Ghost Rider, Iron Man, Kingpin, and many more.
Oh, man.
Would you read that next issue?
No.
Mm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really into this. I liked the original Death's Head. I thought that was
The original Death's Head is a lot of fun.
I really enjoyed it. It was a fun book. I really liked the character. I liked the idea behind it, but Death's Head 2 I'm not a fan of, and this Death's Cube thing I'm not a fan of either.
I have the next issue of this, so I probably will read it. I bought the second issue before buying the first issue.
Oh, man.
And I haven't read the second issue yet, so I was like, oh, this is great. I can read this because I would probably be really confused.
Yeah.
I'd figure it out, but anyways, but this does make a lot of sense.
Sure.
This makes more sense to me as a person that's the reader of shiny embossed books from the 1990s.
You do really well with these.
I do really well. I kind of seek these out. They come to me.
They do. They really do.
So that's it for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to seeing more Death's robots in
Death
my
cubed.
Future. Death cubes.
Death cubed.
Okay. All right. We'll be back with our next book.
Hi, I'm Quen.
And I'm Dev.
And together we make
Mouth Time,
a podcast by Reductress.
You know us from amazing articles such as How to Be a Lady in the Streets and a Haunted Clock Tower in the Sheets.
And Childless Women, Are They Safe?
We are the only podcast made by women that women are allowed to listen to.
Yeah, no one's telling you can't.
We love covering things that you love hearing about, like drugs, snakes, and punching yourself in the mouth till you pass out. You know, lady stuff.
You know, shopping, horses, hair ties, lady stuff. We have new episodes every Wednesday.
Find us on iTunes, SideshowNetwork.tv, and anywhere else you can find podcasts, including the mouth of a snake that you don't know if it's a dream or real or a ghost.
Honestly, check it out. There might be a podcast in there.
There might be.
Bye. Bye.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. For our DC book, it is Metal Men.
Metal Men. I'm just making sure.
Oh, we're good. Yeah, we're here with Metal Men, which I'm surprised it's taken us this long to get to Metal Men.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
and I've talked about Metalman before on the show. Mm-hmm. Metalman's I'd never really talked to my dad about Metalman, but it must have been a favorite of his.
Yeah, because he had a bunch of them.
He has a lot of the early Metalman issues from when he was a kid.
Yeah,
which I now have.
Yes,
and it's something where when I was younger and my dad was like, oh, look at all these comics I had, and he had Metalman, and it'd be like, that's weird, because that's something like that kind of like made me want to know more about other superheroes, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, not just like, oh, he's got Superman and stuff like that. Like, he's, you know, like he had Hawkman and stuff, and you know, just stuff that's like, you know, it's not your standard superhero. I mean, it's not like your Supermans, your Batmans. I mean, he had those too.
Right.
But, you know, he just had stuff that's different.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Metalman's like pretty, to me, that's pretty far off the beaten path. Like, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
And they're one of those things that it's like, they show up.
Right.
You know, they're I think they're in the New 52 or in the Rebirth, and somehow.
I'm
they're
pretty sure they're
around
in...
somehow.
No, they showed up somewhere recently, and I don't remember exactly where.
Yeah, and they've had a few, you know, things where they've had miniseries and stuff along the years. But, you know, they're, I guess, if, you know, in your Silver Age books, headed into the Bronze Age, you know, they were a pretty strong staple. And this is towards the end. So, and I obviously... This one's even more important to me because it has Eclipso on it.
Oh yes,
which I kind of found out, and this was a great find.
Yeah.
For me this weekend because.
This weekend?
Yeah, I bought this.
Really?
This weekend.
I thought you had this.
No, I have another. Here's the thing: I have the one after this issue.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's like, the second part of this I have, and I bought. So it's Metalman number 48 from November 1976. Okay, Metalman number 48 from November 1976, and I, 76. So I had the issue after this.
Okay.
Which I bought at a convention. I think it was, I want to say it was like a WonderCon or something. And are you enjoying our cat?
Sorry.
Because he's having a fat, stretched out switch.
I'm sorry. Our cat loves to sleep under the tree, the Christmas tree, which I put up specifically so he can sleep under it for a long period of time.
Yes.
Because I'm not really big on decorating, and he's just flopped out on his back with his legs like straight up in the air. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, continue on.
Yeah, he's adorable.
It's really cute.
But I found this issue. I bought it. And it was one of those ones where it was like when you go to like it's not something that you kind of have to seek it out.
Yeah.
So it was one of those ones that just kind of was hanging out in like one of those. Places where it's like we got, you know, discounted, you know, Silver Age and Golden Age books, and,
right?
You know, you pay way too much for them,
even though
they're discounted,
yeah.
And you know, granted, they're in okay condition, but you know, I just don't want to spend that kind of money because you know that's not how I shop,
right?
But I just happened to be looking at it, and I was like, oh, I really want this,
right?
So I bought it,
good,
and I have it.
Yeah.
So
well, now you have the one before.
But then we went to Jeffries.
Mm-hmm.
See, you guys, the stories behind how we buy these comics is fascinating. And I hope you guys will learn.
Very.
No, I think it's fascinating. I think that people are listening to this could learn a thing or two.
Oh, sure, I guess.
I think so.
If you want to know about how we shop for comics.
But sometimes you have to shop like that.
Sure.
Sometimes you have to figure that out.
Yeah.
But if you go, so we went to Jeffries this weekend for their Black Lightning sale or Blackest Friday. They called it Blackest Friday.
Yeah.
And we went there and they gave, you know, they had the, if you were there in line, they give you a stick
coupon
to go and you can buy, it's 20% off everything in the store and 50% off if you,
one item
in the store. And I came across a few joints that I was into and this just happened to be one of them.
Yeah.
And it was great because it was like, this is perfect. I'm looking for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have it on my to-find list because I have like an app and it has like a wish list and I didn't have it on there.
Yeah.
But I found it, and now I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So, hoo-ha. I'm very excited to be talking about this. So,
yeah, well, I'm glad.
Yeah. So, Eclipso is back, and he's on the cover, and he's being grumpy, and he's staring,
fucking shit up.
Staring down the metal men.
He's making them have a very bad day. And there's
an Eclipse sun in the background. It's like, actually, I love this. This is a great cover.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool cover.
I like it. And the Demon of Darkness is going to destroy the metal men and... or the world. Well, not both.
And or. Yeah.
And or. So basically, we're from the previous issue. Something must have went down because some metal men shit must have went down.
And they're trying to like fix something.
Right. Because I think they all got blown up and stuff. And Will Magnus. Because, okay, basically metal men, you have Will Magnus who created them. Mm-hmm. The scientists created them. And then you have platinum. You have gold. You have mercury. You have
lead,
tin, and iron.
Iron, there is.
Yeah, there's no silver.
No, I was like, there's six of them. I don't remember.
Yeah, there's another one that came. I think cobalt joined much like in the not like the 20th century.
But no silver?
I don't think so.
Huh?
I feel like I'm forgetting silver, but I don't think silver exists. No.
I don't think he's in here.
Yeah, mercury. There's six. So wait, it's six or five. Tin, gold, tin, mercury. Lead, iron, platinum. So six. Yeah. Yeah, so low silver.
Yeah.
Fuck silver.
Fuck you, silver.
And so this is drawn actually. So, okay, so the story is called Who is Bruce Gordon and Why is He Doing These Terrible Things to Himself? Gee, I don't know. Maybe because he's Eclipso and he has the worst luck with suns.
He's had it, you know, he really does.
We'll get to this later. But
he has worse luck with suns than Superman.
He has just bad luck in general.
Well, in general, yeah. This guy's a...
But he just has bad
luck. He's a shit magnet.
He has bad luck with the Daystar.
He really does. But he's a shit magnet.
If he wrote out a book, it'd be called Bad Luck with the Daystar, written by me,
Fuck you,
Bruce
Daystar.
Gordon. Fuck you, Daystar.
Written by Bruce
I would
Gordon.
Buy... I, you know what? If, yeah.
I'd
if
buy a book called Fuck You, Daystar. Absolutely. I'd
if I was
book.
Bruce Gordon's agent, I'd be like...
I expect if there was a book called Fuck You Daystar, I assume it would be nothing but pictures of death metal bands from like Norway, like standing out in like a fucking forest somewhere. It's like a coffee table book full of pictures of bands.
That too. Yes.
Death metal bands from Norway.
So Bruce Gordon.
And I would buy the shit out of that book.
Yeah. So the story, actually, this is great because Marty Pascoe, one of my favorite writers, wrote the story.
Mm-hmm.
And Art Simonson, who's known for his work with Thor and stuff like that. I mean, he's obviously Walt Simonson. He's very prolific. He does a drawing here. So mm-hmm. I feel like I'm being treated to something. It's a metal man. So, hey, why not?
Sure.
So, anyway, so we got the metal men putting
they're,
together.
They're putting stuff back together.
Yeah, they're trying to
it
put...
It looks like they're close to done.
They're working on Tina, or Platinum. They call her Tina.
Yeah.
Because she's Platina. Or
sure,
Platina?
Whatever.
Platina.
She's Platinum, but they just call her Tina.
They call her Tina. So they're putting her together, and they're putting in the responsometers, because responsometers basically are things that make them sentient.
Sure.
You know, and make them want to do things, and, you know, and... So he's trying to get them all back together and make sure they have like their personalities.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Tina is like obsessed with.
Yeah, it's a weird dynamic that they have. Cause like even here, they're like, okay, well, we're done. And they're like, hey, Iron, whatever you're holding up there, come on down. And everybody's like, oh, well, you want to be alone with Tina. I guess we'll go see a movie.
Yeah, no. I like that they go see a movie.
But, like,
they
want to see a movie. I feel like the professor's always like, no, that's weird.
Yeah, he knows that it's not right to fuck a robot.
Yeah, but she's, like, completely obsessed with him.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, she's really into him. She would be better off. You know what? If somebody were to ask, you know, Tony Stark should date her.
Well, he could when he was could, Iron Man.
When he was Iron Man. Iron Man should date here because, you know, they were. You know.
Red Tornado could date her.
Red Tornado. You know, I'm surprised that wasn't ever a thing. Red Tornado. Could be like, look, I'm trying to find a robot wife.
Yeah, here's one.
So here's one.
She's Platinum. So they're all getting ready to like go leave them alone whatever.
What are they gonna go see?
Can they get
Star
Wars?
How do they know they're not under 18?
Well, maybe, you know, back then it wasn't that big of a thing, so maybe they're just gonna go see something that was rated G, which I'm sure was plenty gory back then.
Oh yeah. Maybe they're going to see like Escape from Magic Mountain or whatever the fuck it is.
So as everybody's getting ready to leave, all of a sudden the door flies open.
Well, real quick, Led has because Mercury's like just a dick.
He's a pain in the ass.
He's a pain in the ass.
Because he's always pointing out that he's technically liquid at room temperature.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, good for you, I guess. Like, what does that mean? Nothing.
And so Led has a joke. He's like, oh, really? Because he's like, I'm looking at room temperature. My atomic number is 80. He's like, oh, really? Judging from your disposition, I thought it was your boiling point. And like Will Magnus is like, yo, snap, you know. So
he's that gif of like all those kids just like running towards the camera after that sick burn.
It is the sickest burn you'll ever see in Metal Men.
Yeah, that's a good element burn, guys.
That is you know, Marty Pasco dropping.
He's dropping hot
elemental table.
He's spitting fire.
Hot periodic table fire on your comic books, man. Like, I mean,
he's like, shit, son. Oh, like, that's it, it's that kind
you
of
you guys
thing.
Did not know. You people in 1976 did not know what you had. because Marty Pasco be writing Led to the Sun, and he's doing a hot sun and on Mercury. Will Magnus is like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's his diss track right there.
He's dropping hot fire.
Just hot fire right there. That's what that is.
I'm not gonna lie. And there's a few of those too. There was like this, what was one of the fair ones is, it was like Phantom Stranger and Dead Man talking about being somebody. Oh god, I can't remember what it was, but basically it's like, well, at least I'm not dead. Oh, and I was like, oh shit, Supernatural, snap. I love when Phantom Stranger gets involved in shit that just doesn't seem like, not very like,
you mean when he carries french fries in his hands,
when he's carrying french fries, or he's answering a phone, or in this book I just read, throwing a punch.
Oh yeah, that's weird. His hat gets knocked off.
And
too.
Yeah, for most of the story,
that's weird.
It's just, it's weird because he's not wearing his hat. Because usually, I didn't know if he had hair, but he's got like, you know, nice like.
Oh yeah, he's got quite the coif.
He's got a beautiful silver coif.
Yes, yes. You know? He's got some Anderson Cooper hair.
Yeah, he does. No, yeah. Anderson Cooper. His hair is better than Anderson Cooper.
Oh yeah, well, it's more full.
It's more full. He, you know, it's,
but it's very luxurious.
Trying to think, like, who would he like. Like, Ric Flair could play him in a movie.
Ric Flair's hair looks very damaged.
Maybe
by the years of bleaching the shit out of it.
1989, Ric Flair can play.
Yeah, okay.
Phantom Stranger.
Okay, that makes more sense, because like right now you can tell it's been damaged. It's like straw.
Had I been a casting agent in 1989, and I would have been like, we can get Ric Flair to play this,
and they'd have been like, why are you trying to make a superhero movie in 1989?
Why are you using Phantom Stranger,
like,
and why are you hiring
Batman?
Ric Flair, who just literally is not wearing pants at all. It's just Phantom Stranger. He's wearing the hat and the robe. Ric Flair's robe.
According to things I've learned about Ric Flair, is he loves to be naked.
Yes, and he's just naked, and then they'd be like, Sean, you've ruined Hollywood. No more superhero movies.
Ever.
Ever.
What you could have saved us from a lot, though. Like, you could have saved us
I would have ruined Batman. I would have ruined Batman.
I know, and I do love Batman and Batman Returns.
Yeah.
And I even have a special place in my heart for Batman Forever, and I know it's a bad movie, but I still kind of love it. Not Batman and Robin, though. That can die in a fire. But you could have saved us from the Catwoman movie, from the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie.
Fantastic Four.
From the Fantastic Four.
Both
from
of those.
Elektra.
Ooh, that's right.
That exists.
There's some movies sometimes that'll come up, like superhero movies that'll come up.
And I
like,
forget they exist.
I know, and you're just like, holy shit, that's a thing that was made.
That was the thing that existed.
And I may have not seen it.
I don't think I saw Elektra, because Daredevil was so bad.
I just saw Elektra a couple years ago. Like,
no,
in the past
I've never
couple,
seen.
No, Daredevil.
Oh, Daredevil! Yeah,
we watched it.
My friend actually made me go see Daredevil with her because she wanted to fuck Ben Affleck.
Well,
so we had to go, but I knew it was going to be bad because it was Ben Affleck as Daredevil?
It's fucking Ben Affleck playing Daredevil.
And he did okay. You know what? He was all right.
Not so much him as it is the other stuff that they make them do.
That's the thing. I don't think Ben Affleck was necessarily terrible in that movie. I think what was going on in that movie was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, playground fight?
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No. Nah, man. Anyways, so...
He drops a sick burn.
After Will Wagner's is like, oh, shit, son. Three girls come running in, and they're like, apparently these two of these girls are like,
they know that
they're
the
like
guy.
Will Magnus groupies.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we've got this friend of ours and she's really sad.
Yeah. And she really needs to talk to you.
And it's Mona Bennett, and she's like Bruce Gordon's girlfriend, which if you've read any Eclipso comic, that's literally, you know, it's it basically like the initial run of, what's his face? Eclipso in House of Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, am I saying House? Is it House? Why?
It is. Yeah, it's House of Secrets. He mentions it later.
Because I'm thinking House. I'm thinking, is it House of Mystery? I'm like, no,
I
should
know
this.
Secrets.
You're probably right.
Because they mention it later, but it's not until later in the book.
House of Secrets, and he is. It's basically like Eclipso. It's basically Bruce Gordon, Mona, and her father.
Yeah,
and they're all like just dealing with it's. It's just. Anytime, like, the sun, it's like, we gotta get rid of Eclipso, but there's the sunlight.
It's,
you know,
literally anytime he goes in the shade.
No, that's literally it.
If he is not in direct sunlight, this dude is fucked. If it is an overcast day, this guy's day has just been ruined.
If you hold up, like, somebody's, like, holding up a plate in his general direction, if somebody throws a frisbee and that frisbee just happens to go in front of the sun for a minute,
and he's
in the shade, he is fucked.
If he walks under a tree, he's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. If he walks under a tree, this guy is fucked.
Yeah. So basically she comes in and she's like,
he is literally fucked by just the natural movement of the planet as it turns.
I like what happens is when they bring women in, or just anybody. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm sorry, it's not just women, I shouldn't say that, I'm sorry. But like any person that's crying in these books, and they're always like, sob.
Oh yeah, no, sob.
Because they're like, oh my god, you gotta hear what's going on with her husband. She's like, sob, and she's like, okay.
And her boyfriend.
It's like, tell me what's going on. Are you not freaked out by my living robots?
Yeah. Please don't cry because of these creepy fucking robots. Because by the way, Mercury looks weird. All of them kind of do, but that's not her problem. Her problem is that her boyfriend has been taken over by this supernatural being.
Eclipso, that her boyfriend has been scored.
Oh, I know that, but I mean, like, would you say that he's a supernatural being, or is he a being from another planet? Like, what would you say Eclipso is?
I don't know, because it's been changed so many times.
Right, because sometimes he's, like, from the moon.
Basically, it's an alternate... Eclipso... Okay, so Bruce Gordon,
mm-hmm.
No relation to... Commissioner Gordon or Bruce Wayne.
Right. There's a lot of Bruces in comic books, mm-hmm, I've noticed. Mm-hmm.
He's out in like this place where they go to.
Right.
To like.
And he finds the jewel.
He finds this. No, he doesn't find the jewel. What happens? Okay.
Wait.
I'm going to explain.
Okay.
Because I'm an Eclipso expert.
Okay. Put that on your resume.
You know what? If Eclipso ever makes it into an actual movie and they need somebody to talk about Eclipso, they should come see me and then realize I don't really know everything and then just...
Then just walk away.
And just walk away. But I want you to film that and okay. Air it. Just right. Be like, well, I think it's like this. Goodbye. And then they just... They're like, wait, I have this book.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than talking to somebody who you think is an expert and then realizing that they know dick. And then you're like, oh, you don't know anything. It's the worst feeling.
Okay, look, listen. I feel like I do know good enough about Eclipso.
I know you do.
So what happens is he goes to the... this, you know, the wherever he is, the Peru or whatever.
Yeah,
I thought it was Africa, but apparently it's Peru.
It's Peru.
And he goes to like observe an eclipse because apparently this cult that lives there worships the sun, and he's doing some sort of like he's a sun scientist,
sure,
or whatever. So he's trying to like observe that and something related to that. And there's like this guy, Mofir, who they refer to, who is like the head of this cult, and he shows up and he's like, hey, stop doing that. here because you're going to like upset the sun god, or you're going to do something, you're going to fuck everything up. And so they get into a fight, and it just happens to be like on a mountain, and Mofir tries to attack him with the crystal, and Bruce moves and gets cut by the crystal, but Mofir falls and he dies, and the wound from the crystal infects him basically with Eclipso disease. And so anytime the eclipses happen, he becomes Eclipso.
Right.
And it's basically like a...
But it's not even really an eclipse. It's just when he's not in direct sunlight.
Right. So basically, he every time he sees a... You know, anytime... So basically, it's like a... It's kind of like a split personality.
Right.
In a way. Because, you know... But he he changes, you know, but there's, it's just something that he just changes into this guy.
Yeah.
You know, into Eclipso. And it's been, you know, it's been retconned in many different things. Like it's.
Right. Because there are ones where, like, he had, like, isn't there, like, that new, the new 52 one, which was a disaster, where it was like, he actually ordered a crystal and that's how he became Eclipso.
Yeah. He ordered this, he ordered the Heart of Darkness crystal and he became Eclipso. It's also been, you know, retconned as, like, a. Or not retcon, but it's been explained as being like a religious thing where he's God's vengeance. No, he's God's wrath versus the Spectre, which is God's vengeance.
Right.
And so they've been connected.
And isn't it like sometimes, wasn't there one where he's like from the moon or some shit? Or well, he had a lot to do with the moon.
He has a thing where he had a palace on a moon. Basically, that's what the Eclipso, you know, Darkness Within thing was based around. It's like him trying to go ahead and, you know, grab all the superheroes and turn them against people and, you know, control them, you know, and that's eventually what the series ended up having to deal with. And it's
weird.
It's trying to be explained in a bunch of different things, but.
So at least for this one, we're going to go with he's a supernatural being.
He's a supernatural, he's a supernatural split identity. Let's
right.
say
well,
that
Eclipso,
much.
Yeah.
Eclipso is. Eclipso and Bruce Gordon are in the same.
Right. They're in the same body, but Eclipso is a supernatural being.
Because leading up to all this stuff, like basically he would be explained as like hero and villain in the same man.
Right.
You know, right, Bruce right. being good and Eclipso being bad.
Right. So it's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so basically we get this, you know, we get a little bit of backstory about that. You know, he last appeared in JLA 109, which I was desperately looking for this week and I could not find it. And basically he was doing a...
Yeah, Bruce was trying to, like, shock the Eclipso out of him by laying under basically in a tanning bed. In a high-powered tanning bed to try to shock Eclipso out of himself.
Basically, yeah,
forever.
He was like, look, like, if I hit... Because Eclipso's main weakness is...
shade. Or no, sunlight.
Sunlight.
Bruce's weakness is shade. It makes Eclipso show up.
Yeah.
And so it's sunlight.
So it's sunlight, but he was trying to do that, and the machine malfunctioned, and it just happened that a piece of metal shaded him in just the way...
Just enough so Eclipso could show up.
So Eclipso could show up, and now he's...
He's on a rampage, and he, like, went to her father's office, because her father's, like, an archaeologist or something.
Yeah.
And he, like, found a piece of paper that tells him where... The Heart of Darkness is, I think that's what he's looking for.
Well, no, he has the Heart of Darkness. He has like his, well, I think he's trying to find maybe the, he
wants to go to where it all started.
He wants to go where it all started, and he basically finds, he goes to the study to get his diamond back. Because he uses his diamond.
Right, he has to, like,
the shard of his diamond.
It.
He can look through it, and if he puts it up to different, depending on what eye he puts it on, but that's up against. If he puts it against the eye that is not fully eclipsed, he shoots powerful force, like white light force. Mm-hmm. If he puts it against his eclipsed eye, it shoots black light.
Right. And plunges everybody into darkness.
Yep.
So he's like, oh, I got to go to Peru.
He just happens to run in there and he's just like, papers, I'll read them. I'm
Eclipso.
Yeah,
he's like, sweet, papers. So they're like, we have to stop this. Like, we have to help him, please. And they're like, all right, cool. Let's get in our flying saucer, which we happen to have. And we're going to go to Peru.
Yeah, I like they just get into a flying
saucer.
It's
a flying saucer. And they're like, oh, so while we're on the way, why don't you tell us the story of what happened or what you're looking for or something. And it was like, oh, you know, there were...
I don't get it.
People in this little village before the Spaniards showed up, and the Spaniards showed up and killed everybody because that's what Europeans did. And like, then there were a bunch of scrolls that monks burned as heresy, except one monk like saved a scroll.
You know what? You did a good job there.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, a monk ran to Germany.
And he took it to Germany. Yeah, they go to
So they would go to Germany first.
Yeah, so we got to go to Germany. We got to find the scroll.
And they're like, yo, what's going on? Hey, what, middlemen. So the middlemen run into this library, and Eclipso's there, and he's like, ha, look at that, you know, that Bennett girl is there.
Yeah.
You know, he calls her a wench.
Yeah, he's like fuck all y'all.
He's like, the Bennett wench and the robots, fuck you. And he shoots it with his light eye. And then
it shoots Mercury's arm off. And then he's like, oh my God, my arm. And I'm like, your metal, you can just like weld that shit back together.
Like, yeah, that stuff's like,
what are you worried about?
And it's also, if it turns into soup, you could just,
especially,
you know,
especially like your Mercury, don't you like pool?
Yeah, and like the rest of your body's still good.
Yeah, what are you fucking crying about? Like,
you think you're so good?
You're just a robot. Your head's still attached. That's all you need.
Yeah, and so, you know.
So he's like having like a fit, and everybody's like, oh my God, his arm. Like, that's the thing that I've noticed, like, about metal when I see the metal men. Not that I've read a lot of them, but they do act like children.
Yeah, they're like basically just a bunch of wild teenagers.
Yeah, and so they really do act like, oh my God,
it probably was intentional too.
Oh no, I'm sure it was. Yeah, because it's supposed to be like they're kind of like this guy's kids.
Yeah, kind of the kids, and one of them wants to have sex with him,
which is gross.
It's gross.
So there's a lot of fighting, and Eclipso plunges everybody into darkness. And he gets away, and Platinum makes fun of Mercury because his arm got shot off.
Yeah, Tin tries to do something. Tin gets beat up all the time.
Yeah, well, Tin did try to just, you know.
I don't know why Tin is a thing.
Yeah, it really would have been
because you should.
He even like stutters and stuff. Like he's completely useless, and everybody
he's completely useless. Although he does prove himself from time to time.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of moments in these books, in these stories, in the Middleman stories, where he just shows, you know, he's like, oh my God.
He shows bravery.
Which he just stands did up here. And people, yeah, and he'll often, like, he's, you know, he will jump in and try to do something when he can.
Yeah.
So, anyways, they're like,
Eclipso's gone, but here's this librarian.
Yeah.
Let's ask him if he speaks English, which he does. And then he's like, oh, hey, go get another piece of paper or something.
And now I'm dead.
Dead. Die.
He's like, look, a map.
Yeah.
And they're like, this map says it says Peru. Let's go to Peru.
Let's get back in our spaceship, and we're going to go to Peru. So they get into their flying saucer, and
they just go to Germany to watch them to do something for like what feels like a couple minutes.
Yeah. And then they get back in their ship, and they fly away. This is kind of like watching Legends of Tomorrow.
yeah.
Like, oh, you're in the ship, now you're out of the ship, now you're back in the ship, and now we're going.
That's literally all that show is. It's like, we're in a ship, we're gonna go here, where are we going?
Hey, I've heard that this season is better, but at least last season,
I know we didn't last very long.
No,
with that.
It was awful. That's because that beginning was terrible.
Maybe it's better.
Well, I've heard it's supposed to be
better. I hear all sorts of things are happening. I will say that watching Supergirl has kind of piqued my interest in all this again.
Oh, so, yeah, no, Supergirl's been fun. It's Supergirl's just, I really fun. Wish they didn't take it off Hulu, because that makes my life difficult.
Yeah, it makes it hard for us to watch.
Pretty much.
And I love UCW, but maybe if you
what
put your app, maybe if your app's on the
PS4,
maybe I'll watch your shit. But,
yeah.
You know, until then, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. So they're, like, in the thing, and, like, what's her face? Bruce's girlfriend's kind of, like, talking to Led, like, oh, you're kind of cool. Led.
I know, they're like, they're all like, he's like being funny, because, I mean, well, obviously he was funny earlier.
Yeah.
He was dropping
like, I'm Led. And she's like.
And I'm Led, and the two girls, and for some reason, those two girls are still with them.
Yeah, they're like, well, I guess we'll just come along on this cool adventure.
Cool adventure where we could be murdered by a man with a jewel.
Yeah, and like, Mercury's still like, oh, I have a stump arm. and the guy's like, oh, I'll put my pipe in my mouth and like weld it back together.
Why your stub? It's solid metal.
Well, yeah, of course it is. They're the metal men.
Oh, I thought metal was just a thing.
Yeah,
I thought by metal you meant flesh.
Yeah. So then they fly down to the...
Wait a minute. So he's arc welding on this fucking...
Yes. And it looks like it's completely open because he's like standing up and there's like clouds.
Yeah, because the spaceship is completely open. Yeah, they're flying
it's
probably...
It's like being in the back of a speedboat.
They're flying on a speedboat across from Germany to Peru.
Yes.
From Germany to Peru, and he's arc welding with a pipe in his mouth.
Yep.
And not anybody is like...
And at least he's wearing goggles. That's all I can say.
Eye safety, yes.
Yeah, at least he's... You know.
And, but the other people around him are probably just getting hit with sparks. It's not like anybody else
seems
to...
I'm surprised the whole fucking thing didn't catch on fire.
Because there's like 30 people because those girls decided to come along because they wanted to flirt with lead.
All three of them flirting with lead.
Yeah.
So then they go to the little Peruvian village where they worshipped the sun, and mm-hmm. they're like, oh, here it is. We found it. This
Yay.
Is where Eclipso should be.
Yay. Ads.
And sure enough, that's where Eclipso
And sure
is.
Enough, Eclipso just, I think Eclipso, he just shows up because they're like, hey, we're here. And Eclipso's like, fuck you. And he's shooting. That's what I kind of like about Eclipso.
Yeah, he's not taking any shit. He's like, fuck you guys.
You just, the way that people would write him is just like, you'd just be like, da, 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 da. Hey, we're gonna do this thing. Okay. Oh my God, it's Eclipso! Ah, and he's like,
yeah.
Like, my favorite first appearance is like he. So basically, the first time Bruce turns into Eclipso,
mm-hmm.
They're about to unveil this Solar City project that he's been working on,
uh-huh.
and something happens where he turns into Eclipso. And Eclipso, like, he's like, haha, I'm Eclipso. But he finds this outfit that he wears.
Because
mm-hmm. apparently, after this guy died,
mm-hmm.
the priest that died, because the priest was wearing the outfit.
Okay.
The people, the cult was like, hey, you killed our dude, but do you want his clothes? So Bruce had the clothes, and he just had mm-hmm. it in a closet. And so Eclipso just goes in the closet. He's like, I'm going to wear this. And then he just, like, as this thing is going on, like this presentation is going on,
mm-hmm.
he just like kind of walks up the stage, like, dirk, 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 dirk. And people are just like, hey, who's that man? And he just goes on stage and starts like smashing everything. And people are like, what is he doing? Who is that? And it's like, I'm Eclipso. And that's how he like that's what Eclipso does. He just shows up and fucks everything up.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's chaos.
I think that's why I love him so much. He just like because when they went to Germany here, they just show up and he's like, ah, fuck you. He's just shooting him with his eye beams.
And that's exactly what he does here.
And he does it again here.
He's like, fuck you guys, man. And so like they start fighting.
He's like, I'm tired of this shit. I'm trying to do my
I'm
stuff.
I'm trying to destroy the world or whatever, and I am Eclipso.
Did he skip a page here?
I don't think so.
Okay, so they're Tin gets
It looks like he takes the torch, right?
Yeah,
what he has in his hand, and he shocks Eclipso in the face.
Well, he uses bright light, yeah, from the torch,
right?
And just like shoots him in the face, which apparently explodes.
Yes, and Eclipso like retreats back into the body of Bruce, and so now Bruce is there. And his girlfriend's like, yay, you're alive. And he's like,
He's like, I'm sorry if you hurt anybody.
You know, that takes a lot out of me. I don't really want
to
hang out.
But he gets
out
to keep his clothes,
with
too.
With you and your fucking weird friends in the middle of Peru, but I guess we're stuck here. So then they're like, let's...
Yeah, they're like way up in the mountains and stuff,
and don't,
too.
Isn't this... Now, what do they decide to do here? They're going to go, like, find a cave?
Yeah, they're trying to find this cave...
Because isn't this going to, like, banish Eclipso forever or something?
Is that what
their plan is? I don't really know what they're doing or why. They're just going to this cave.
Well, they're, like...
Which is on an island somewhere.
I think they're trying to figure out... Because he explains that he's trying to... Wait. Why do they... Because I think they're trying to figure out what Eclipso wants to do there.
Oh yeah, he was drawn to this. Like,
why he was
city.
Drawn here? Because obviously, maybe because and to his credit, Bruce is trying to be like, well, shit, maybe this has something to do with maybe it could stop me from doing this.
Yeah,
you know, maybe I can stop being Eclipso. It's like, well, stop standing under stop walking under half shaded trees in the park, and you won't. That won't happen to you.
Yeah, don't Don't ever be out of direct light.
Don't ever be on the beach when a plane is crossing in front.
Somebody could just be flying a kite, and if it like goes over, like the shadow crosses over him, it becomes a Calypso. That's the worst thing.
The worst thing.
That sucks. It's not just like, oh,
hey, you mind if I close the shade? No, I'm in the restaurant. He's on the beach. You know, it just enjoy a good lobster.
Right, because it's like you can't just be. Like, it's not just like, oh, there's an actual eclipse of the sun, which those aren't very common. So at least he could be like, I'm planning for when this eclipse is going to happen.
Let me tell you something. In eclipse stories, there's an eclipse like every fucking day. You say they're not common. Well, okay. They happen at least
in our world. They're not once, that super common.
As far as they're concerned, they happen all the time. And he's going to find them everywhere. Like, oh, it's like, oh, his eclipse could be here. I'm gonna go here. You know.
Well, see, that's the thing. At least like if it was an actual eclipse of the sun that did it, he could be like, I'm planning for this event. But no, it's just like literally like, oh, dude stood up in front of a light bulb and now I'm eclipsed.
That's what happened. Yeah, it sucks.
That sucks.
What happens when there is an eclipse of the heart?
Oh, a total eclipse of the heart?
What if it's a total eclipse of the heart? What happens to Bruce Gordon? Does he turn into...
If that song comes on the radio, does he become Calypso?
Does he become Calypso, but does he like want to make out with everybody?
I think he just runs through a boys' school.
Now I'm trying to imagine Calypso running through that video.
And instead of just like all those boys standing there, he's just like blowing them away with his eye beams.
You know what? That would be a.
That's the best version of that video.
That is the best version of that video. And if anybody else, if Eclipso becomes popular again, which he really never was, but maybe. But he was for in the early 90s, he was the king shit. Sure. From 92 to maybe 94.
Sure.
For those couple of years. Maybe 92, 93. I can't really say that he would have kept having a series if people would have bought it back in the 90s. But,
right.
That would have been a good time to release that video.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're trying to figure this out. And they go...
To a cave.
And they're like...
Hey, it's a cave. Bruce, you stay out here.
Yeah.
We're gonna get.
No, he goes inside. They tell him to go inside.
But he shouldn't because it's like shady in there.
Oh shit!
Right, and so like there's a tablet that they're trying to get.
How does he walk under anything and not get?
That's what I don't understand because apparently they go in and they're like, "Cool, tablet," and they come back outside, and then like there's a shadow that crosses his face, like over here.
Well, hang on here. So they find the slab, apparently, because it has an eclipsed sun on it.
Right.
And they pick it up, and it starts, like, things start caving in.
It goes Indiana Jones.
So they're like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, it does. It goes Indiana Jones on them.
It goes Indiana Jones. So they go, here's the thing. So they get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get out, and Gordon and Magnus are going to be like, okay, well, we're going to, like, read this thing. Iron moved the saucer away from the cave in case there's another earthquake. And as he's doing that, it just happens to go in front of the sun and turns him into Calypso.
Yep. And he's like, oh, fuck. It's me.
He's like, I'm back. It's a me. Calypso. And he goes, yoink. He just literally just goes, yoink. You see this here where he's like reading. He's like, aha, I need this. Fuck you. And he runs up and he climbs up a mountain.
Yeah. And he's just like, yoink, take it.
Goodbye. And then he goes on top of this mountain. And he starts reading from it, and
yeah, it's like
trying to bring up like this black heart, whatever. He's just trying to bring up this monster.
Yeah, and they're like, "Oh no, we can't do that."
Because he's got his diamond, and so
they're trying to stop him, but he's like, "I'm gonna throw this fucking tablet at your face."
Well, that's what I think,
is exactly what he does.
He reads it, and then he's like, "I'm done." Throw.
Yeah, he's like, "Fuck you guys," and like the metal men are like, "No, no, we'll stop you."
I do like Iron though. So they have some good nice teamwork here because Iron grabs on the Mercury, and Mercury
kind of does an elastic man.
Does an elastic man, and because that's basically what he does mostly.
Yeah.
And Mercury brings Iron up to Iron up top, and he turns into like a big like gear, and he just slams into him. So it's nice. They do nice teamwork. They don't do enough. Yeah. I feel there's not enough of it in here.
No.
It's just a lot of Eclipso running and be like, fuck you.
And they're like, well,
great.
It's too little too late, buddies, because Umbra awakens.
Umbra, which is like a big monster. Big
monster guy. And he like raises himself out of the clouds. I don't really know where he came from. He just showed up and he's like a big monster.
And everybody's like, ah, shit. Like, what are we doing?
Well, that fucking sucks.
That's unethical. That fucking sucks.
And that's the end.
That's the end.
That's it. That's the Metalman.
And then we also have a letters page, which says Airmail Alloys.
Okay.
Not the best title for a letters page.
Should have been better.
But they're trying.
Yeah.
I'm not reading these letters because these people are weird.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob Rodel from Oak Brook, Illinois. Yeah, he probably listens. I'm sorry. Sure. Sorry, Bob. I love you. and then we go okay, real quick. So then we have like a last page.
I don't even know what the fuck this page is. This is ridiculous.
It's Superman checking in on some boys who apparently were hanging out with some other boys
who trashed a house.
A house / apartment, and they're cleaning it up. And the kid's like, "Hey, how come they didn't get arrested, but we did?"
Well, no, because these kids didn't get arrested because they didn't do it, and. He's like, but I don't think, he's like, yeah, those other kids got arrested, but I don't think that the cops really cared. They're going to let them off easy and whatever. And Superman's like, I think it's this kid's like, oh, they don't believe us or something.
Yeah.
And Superman's like, you have rights too, young person.
Yeah, it's about like juvie. It's about like a juvenile rights and
you
juvenile
justice. Know your rights, kids. Call the ACLU or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Superman, he's helping out.
Yeah.
He's helping out.
Yeah.
Good job, Soups. Soupy.
Soupy.
All right. Well, that's it for Metalman number 48 from November 1976. Would you read the next issue?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
I have it.
I know.
I conveniently have both next issues of both books we've read today.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I'd probably read this. This is one of those... weird fucking books.
Yeah, it's weird, and I feel like I need to start getting into reading more of those Metal Men and stuff like that, because there's some weird stuff that goes on in those books.
Yeah.
Anytime too, this is actually like, I think, just kind of reading through this again, this is like one of my favorite Eclipso things. He just, because it pretty much encapsulates what I think Eclipso is best at.
You know, just fucking shit up,
just showing up and ruining everything.
Yeah, no, he's really good.
He's just like just shows up. Like he's kind of like the I threw it on the ground.
Oh, he's absolutely like I threw it on the ground.
It's like I threw happy birthday to the ground.
Yeah, just, I like to watch that video every once in a while. It's just very enjoyable.
He's a grand shit disturber.
Yeah, that's exactly what he does. He just fucks shit up.
Occasionally he wants to take over the world, and occasionally they'll give him a series, and then sometimes, you know, he'll, you know, just when you think you're safe, and then all of a sudden he's like, ah, fuck, you know, it's great. So yeah, just so get into the Metalman, get into the Eclipso. That's it for this week. So thank you for listening. Please find me on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean, as well as Instagram, Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN. You can also find my Tumblr at theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, find all of our shows at sideshownetwork.tv, and please find us on iTunes. You can rate, subscribe. Please subscribe. If you want to, provided the news from earlier about Sideshow, please definitely subscribe and keep a hold of the show so you can find out where we head next and how things are going to operate. We really appreciate your support and stuff like that. And, you know, everything. We just appreciate it. And I don't know what else I was going to say, but yeah, leave us some good reviews and give us 5 stars. Helps us out, helps us our standing. So it really, means a lot. So thanks for listening, folks, and we will see you again next time.
Bye.